Hey, everybody, this is Stully Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to hire interns.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And how to make that work. And For a startup, yeah. Particularly, right? How do you do that in the right way? Well, before I let you talk about this, because I cut you off here, and I love doing that.
Yeah,
once in a while.
All good. Go for it. Yeah.
I wanted to actually give a shout out to Eric Griffin and do a little bit of like behind the scenes here for all our loyal Startup Chat listeners, because we got an email recently in our inbox. Heaton and I we hear from you guys regularly, and we love to hear from you. We love to get email from you. And this founder basically just gave us some props, and he was saying, hey, eventually he wants to launch a podcast himself, and he was asking us, hey, how the hell do you do it that you put so much knowledge with so little BS in like 15 to 30 minute episodes? Are you recording a whole hour and you're editing it down? Are you having like a system with like a Google Doc with lots of questions with what you're going to say and what Heaton's going to say? Like, is this really well scripted? Because I realize, and this is his words, I don't like to brag myself, but I'll do it here in Eric's words, you know, the concise focus of your podcast is unmatched, and I'd love to one day be able to create something similar. All right, so thank you for the nice words. I posted a screenshot of his email, and I told people the secret to our success is very easy. All you have to do is have a combined 30-plus years of startup and entrepreneurial experience and a daily routine of creating content, videos, podcasts, writing copy, newsletters, and then it's easy to do. Because in almost 300 episodes, we have never scripted a single thing. We have never really prepared for a single episode, and we've never edited a single second out of it. It's all one person throws out a topic, we hit record, and we just go freestyle. And the reason I bring this up is that just recently, Heaton had an even more brilliant idea, because we always try to change, and came up with the idea of saying, hey, we've been doing these like 20-ish minutes episodes. What if we just say fuck it and we try to do it in 10, right? So what you might have noticed recently is that the episodes has gotten a lot shorter. So we're having fun with a shorter format. We want to hear from you if you like it, if you feel like we're putting the same amount of value out that we've done in the 20-minute episodes. It kind of feels like it to me, but I'd love to hear from you out there. But I wanted to share a little bit of like behind-the-scenes baseball, like a little bit of secrets, the secret sausage making of podcasting with all the listeners. Before we go back to the topic of internships and how to create internships for your startup and hire interns in a way that really benefits your startup.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to plan a lot and do a podcast, and just doesn't feel right to me. I like the way we do it, and I think it's a good question to ask, but I wouldn't say it's for everybody. A lot of people like to plan, and you know, that's their process with everything they do, and so being off the cuff can be a little dramatic for them, and they don't want to answer questions and things like that. I think you and I just have a ton of practice around all those stuff, sharing information, writing content, giving people advice, answering people's questions, and we probably just enjoy it. So it's sort of like answering each other's questions in a way, and going back and forth. So, okay, interns. I would say that like what the number one thing I would say about interns and hiring interns in a startup is that people forget about what's in it for the intern. And if you start that way and you really with your posting, I think it starts with the posting of before you hire them. You tell them what they're going to get and what they're going to give up. I think it's something really powerful. For example, I've been entertaining either an intern or just hiring someone relatively junior that really fits a certain criteria. And I was talking to my business partner Maria about it, and I was like, I just want to tell them, like at top of this like description, you probably don't want this. Like you probably just don't want this, you know. And the reason for that is like the demands that her and I would put on somebody would be pretty hard. From an intellectual thinking, processing, writing standpoint. Because when her and I combine, like, it's like the amount of rigor we put on things, we're looking for someone that can match that. So say, you probably don't want to do this. And that's what I mean by think about them. I'm not thinking about ourselves, even though it might sound like that. I'm thinking about them. And if someone's not prepared to read that and still continue reading, then they really shouldn't be doing this. And so when you think about interns, you're usually thinking about, how do I get cheap labor? How do I just get work done? And it's like, nah, that's not it. You're building a relationship and you want to find people who want to learn from you and want to learn how to do it the way that you do things. And you as in the company, you as in the manager, whatever it may be, you. And that's really the piece that, like, if I were to give one tip, it's like, think about the intern and think about what they're going to get and start there. Because what they're going to get is why they're signing up for you, not what they're going to do for you.
I love it. All right. So I'm gonna flip this around a little bit, and I'm going to now bring up the what should be in it for you. So a few tips on my end. First of all, just even before we started recording the episode, I realized that I have a lot of very good friends today that I have very strong relationships with that started as my interns. Like, I have a pretty amazing track record when it comes to, like, hiring interns. Like, a lot of these people are founders and CEOs of their own companies today and are good friends of mine, have become peers and friends. But they started like 5, 7, 8 years ago as interns in some random startup that I was running back then. So the number one thing that I'll throw out there is, don't lower your standards when it comes to people when hiring an intern, right? So obviously you have to lower your standard when it comes to experience, right? You can't hire an intern and expect them to have like 50 years of industry experience. That's dumb. But you can absolutely have the same expectations when hiring an intern, and you need to have the same expectations on them when it comes to them from a character perspective, from a cultural fit perspective, and from a intelligence and work ethic perspective. Like, you should hire interns, you should only give somebody an intern job if you would also hire them full time, if you can see yourself hiring them full time in a year or two. And this is brilliant because you brought up the, hey, you probably don't want to work here because we're going to set incredibly high standards, right? And I think that too many times when I see companies hire, or startups especially, hire interns, they have much lower standards to those interns. And I think that's a really terrible idea, right? So they bring in, right? So their goal is, well, let's just get cheap labor, or they think, well, this person's not perfect, but they could do just like the basic dumb stuff we have to do, like, I don't know, update our blog post or do some tweeting, some dumb stuff that's not that important, that smart, but that we don't get around to, we don't have the time. So let's just hire an intern to do all the dumb things. Well, fuck no. There should be no dumb things done in a startup, right? You're in the early days. Everything that everybody does should be super crucial and important, right? And the dumb things should just not get done. And so when you hire an intern, it should be people that you think, this is somebody I could see become an incredibly successful person. This is somebody I could see offering a job. This is somebody I like. This is somebody that is smart, that will challenge me. This is somebody I can give meaningful work to. Doesn't have to be like mission critical. If they mess a little bit something up, the whole company is bankrupt. Like, not that, right? You have to give them proper amount of responsibility. And you can't just overload them, give them the responsibility to run the entire company, obviously. But you should think they could one day. You should trust in them, believe in them. And you can't make compromises on anybody in your company. It doesn't matter who it is or what position they have. And too many times startups, they'll accept an intern they would never accept as a full-time member. Because I think, this person's a little slow or sloppy, or I don't like their personality, or I don't think they're a culture fit. But they're like, well, but they don't want a lot of money. Or in some cases, they will work for free. That's even worse. This may be my next tip. Maybe we can riff on that. I would not hire an intern that works for me for free. I would always pay. I want to pay everybody. And I want to hire an intern if I can pay them. Maybe not, you know, obviously not market rate if they were like 10 years experienced veteran, but I want to pay them money for their work. I don't want to just get their work for free.
I totally agree. I think paying them money is good. Or paying them some other way. There's a lot of other ways you can pay them as long as you have a deal. But like, paying them money is good because they should get paid something. And I've seen a lot of scenarios where you don't have to pay them money, but there's something that they're really looking for that's more valuable to them than money.
Yeah.
And they're willing to do it because they want to. So it should be more of a decision they make, not necessarily you make. I couldn't agree more with you about, I think the thing that really struck out to me is when you say like, this should be someone you're willing to hire full time. And that's really powerful because then you will respect them in a different way. You will treat them with respect. And I think you will really focus on treating them as more of a team member. And I think that's super important. And a lot of people just think of interns as cheap labor. And obviously you haven't done that, or you wouldn't have found these folks that went on to build their own businesses, right? And I think an intern is the right intern is someone who wants to learn and is that hungry that you know that they're capable or could be capable one day of doing what you just said, which is like over time building their own businesses. That's huge. I think it's just so undervalued the way that most early stage companies think about interns.
And the other thing is like you should think about a relationship with an intern like a relationship with anybody else in your life and in your business, which in my mind is a 10, 20, 30 year timeline. Like whenever we hire an intern, I'm thinking, is this somebody I want to have a relationship with for the rest of my life, right? Either help them, they help me, we work together on projects. Is this somebody I want to spend time with and invest in? So the internship is the beginning of the relationship. It's not, again, it's not just some kind of a quick hookup. This person's just going to do a lot of shitty work nobody wants to do and nobody enjoys and is meaningless. But we will feel like it's accomplishing something because we're getting this person for cheap or for free or whatever. No, you should think about this person as like an investment in a long-term relationship. And then spending time helping them, train them, is not going to feel like a loss if they don't turn out to become an instant employee or team member of your company. Because, you know, in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, maybe there's going to be another opportunity to work together, to invest in the startup or become an advisor or whatever, right? So thinking really long term, even with short term interns, I think is the right framework to use. And again, too many times, I think startups, they think very short term with these people. And that leads to meaningless relationships, which ultimately are just a waste of time.
I'd say more, but like, we've said things that I haven't read anywhere about interns. And like, that's what we like to do, right?
That's what
Tell
we like to do.
Tell people things they can't hear anywhere else. Like, just think about the interns as humans. And everything else you can go read in some blog posts about all the logistics of interns. But I think one of the biggest things is how to hire them and how to make sure that they're supported. And I think we got there.
All right. Hire great interns and take it really seriously. That's it from us for this episode. We'll hear you very soon.
Later.